Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia. Hey, Santo, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kemp.
So most people know Santo's an economist who focuses on following the floor covering market and works with Floor Focus, but also publishes the U.S. Floor Report, which gives people who buy the report a very good indication on what's going on at the floor covering market. How many pages is that book? About 400 pages?
Just close to it, yeah. And it looks forward and backwards, looks at what's going to happen and what's happened, and takes it apart, you know, a couple of different ways.
Well, I've been a traveling warrior, and I just got back into town last night, and you and I were talking last night, and you were giving me some statistics around the home centers and their flooring sales. Tell us what you've learned.
Well, Home Depot has finally broken out their individual department sales into more detail than they've ever had before. And they're reporting that their floor covering sales last year was $5.7 billion. And that represents about 7.5% of their total store sales.
So of their total sales, 7.3% are floor covering. And we had always just assumed it was around 6, so it's a little higher than we had assumed, right?
Yes.
On the other side, you're also able to tell what the Lowe's picture is as well, aren't you?
Yeah, Lowe's is significantly less than that at $3.1 billion. And they've been reporting out their individual floor covering sales for a number of years now. But it looks like Home Depot has been gaining an edge on Lowe's. And Lowe's, I'll have to put some effort into catching up there.
Mm-hmm. So out of Lowe's total sales, while Home Depot's is 7.3% of their total revenue, at Lowe's it's more like just under 6%, right?
Yes. About 5.7%. So Lowe's is doing less per store. As a matter of fact, Home Depot does about $2.5 million of flooring sales per store, whereas Lowe's only does about 1.7.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good you give us that number, because most people knew already that Home Depot had more stores. So you'd think they'd be a little bit bigger from overall standpoint.
Yeah, but they're not the biggest in flooring sales, believe it or not. Lumber Liquidators does $3.4 million per store.
Mm-hmm.
And their floor area, although they're expanding their floor areas per store, generally are smaller than Home Depot and Lowe's. So, and their operating profit rate's a little bit higher, too.
All right, so as we look at these home centers and category killers, do you get the sense that they're continuing to take share from the independent retailers?
Yeah, and that's a problem. Over the last 10 years, we've lost about 4,000 floor covering stores, which equates to approximately a quarter of all the floor covering stores out there. Whereas Home Depot and Lowe's have increased. I think Home Depot is up about 19% in stores over the same time frame, and Lowe's is up 65% if you count the 60 stores they acquired in California with that Orchard Supply.
So can you tell me what the count is now? So when you say we've lost about 4,000, is that from 14,000 to about 10,000? What's the?
Yeah, it's a little more. It's about 10,700 stores, I would say, were in business at the end of last year.
Interesting. You know, a lot of people say that it's as the market starts to recover is when a lot of people struggle. And we've been in this recovery now for several years. Take, for instance, I was just with the NFA, the National Floor Covering Alliance, and one of their strong retailers on the West Coast, MMM, just closed its doors.
Yeah, it's tough. Most people think, well, in a down economy is when everybody gets squeezed out. Some of that's true, but in a growing economy, cash flow becomes extremely important. And to grow, you need to get ahead of the game, and it's hard to when your cash needs keep expanding. I do think, though, that the flooring stores are positioned to take more advantage of the growing new home building that's going to be going on. The home centers don't really get involved directly in the builder business, not the same way that the floor covering stores do. Home builders account for about 20 to 25% in normal times of their total sales. So they're going to be positioned to get that business, assuming they can get the financing and hang in there to reap that benefit.
So if you add all that up, 5.7 and 3.1, you get $8.8 billion, and that's at retail value. So it's
right.
hard to translate that to wholesale value. Any idea how much of what the Home Depot and Lowe's sell is DIY
Well, between DIY and BIY, it's over 80%.
Yeah, okay.
Because you have two situations going on. You have where the customer comes in, buys it, takes it home, and does it themselves, or finds somebody to do it. Mm-hmm. Or they send a contractor in to look for it for them, or he sends them in to pick a floor out, and then he installs it. So their out-of-stock business is the vast majority of what those guys do. They don't do a lot of special order, although I'm sure they would like to push that up. In any case, the DIY portion of it is their strong suit, and I think somewhere in the numbers, I know I'm going to be going through the annual reports, I know they reveal some of that. The last time I looked, the service revenues of Home Depot and people like that were less than 10%.
And as you look at the different flooring categories, I know at one time, Home Depot, about 50% of its flooring sales were ceramic. Do you think that's still the case?
It might be less now, but ceramic is still the number one product category in both Home Depot and Lowe's.
All right, Santo. Well, I appreciate this update. It's great information. Again, been talking to Santo Torcivia, who's an economist who works with Floor Focus and also authors the U.S. Floor Report. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.